Welcome to another Dysfunctional podcast. This is Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today I have a special interview I did with the costume designer for Saban's Power Rangers, Kelly Jones. The epic adventure follows five ordinary high school kids who must become something extraordinary when they learn that their small town of Angel Grove and the world is on the verge of being obliterated by an alien threat. Chosen by destiny, the unlikely group of teenage heroes are the only ones who can save the planet. But first, they must band together in order to harness their superpowers and become the Power Rangers.
So congratulations on this project. Give me a little background on what kind of research you did in order to create these costumes.
Oh, well, I saw the whole series, and I just looked through, basically, you know, the old series of it, and then... besides that, it was kind of a reboot and a reimagining of it. So I knew that Rita was different. I knew that, you know, the suits looked different. The characters, who they are different. So I didn't want to marry myself too much to the history of it, or else it would have gotten messy with the design of everything new. You know, it's kind of, you know, we just wanted to reimagine it a little bit more futuristic and, you know, just kind of a little bit more current. And so for the research, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's not a documentary, so I didn't want to have to do a ton of research. I knew what the characters were, and I watched, you know, some episodes, but kind of grew up on it, so I already knew
Gomez
from before.
Yeah, there's so many different reiterations of the Power Rangers. How difficult is it to create something more unique, something more modern?
I don't really know the question on that. I don't really understand the question. I didn't go through all of the past incarnations of all the Power Rangers and everything like that, because we were kind of making our own thing. It's the Power Rangers, but, you know, Rita's not a space witch anymore. She was a previous Green Ranger. So, I mean, I think I made it unique to where, you know, the script that I first read, it would have like a Breakfast Club element to it. So I kind of took the kids and made them archetypes of you know, high school society. So, you know, and just kind of went from there. I don't like to get muddled too much with the history of it if it's something new that everyone's trying to create, you know, just, you know, it's tied to the history, and it is the Power Rangers, but, you know, there's so many new elements, you know, from everything to some of the characters to the design, so, you know, I don't want to get too stuck on how it was, or it would inhibit any new creative process.
Yeah, I could definitely see the Breakfast Club inspiration behind it, because the characters, other than the suits, you know, how difficult was it to dress these characters, to give them their own personality, to have them be different from one another?
It was easy, you know, because these actors were all pretty willing and they were trusting. So I had done, you know, the research and the boards of what I wanted to carry, and talked with the director and the studio of how the characters were going to look, and just differently. And once the actors came in, it was, you know, they were like, okay, cool. Like, you know, like how I dress Becky G, that's not how Becky G ever dresses in real life. And she was super cool with it. Like, she was really stripped down, a little awkward, and like wore floral docks and weird bomber jackets and beanies and kind of hidden. And then, you know, Naomi, who's Kimberly, she wore some leather, and she wore, like, you know, the kind of exposed bra-type tops and a little bit sexy, but, you know, but also a little kind of, you know, like, just, like, with the leather and the, like, urban and stuff like that. So it's just, I just kind of stuck with each character like that.
Did you know much about their personal style before starting to create this, or did you just go based off the script?
I just went based off the script. I actually didn't know any of the cast, and, you know, the cast, you know, they're all working, but they weren't, like, famous from a paparazzi standpoint, so you don't really know them. You didn't know any of their personality style, except for Becky G, who is a pop star. So, you know, she's like a rapper and a singer, so I definitely knew her from the media and the picture that people pull up, but it was just so completely 180 of how I was going to dress her, and so she's really the only person that I knew her personal style through the Instagram and through photos, but other than that, you know, I just kind of went off of the script. go off with the directors and the writers and conflict. So that's what I did.
How do you get started with preparing the wardrobe, and how much freedom does the director usually give you to do your own thing?
The director gave me a lot of leeway. I had some boards and some images of how I saw the kids when I first met him, and he agreed with it. So we just kind of bounced ideas back and forth. You know, he had the illustration of all the Rangers up on his wall. The illustrations of the Rangers had already been done by the time I was hired. I did Rita and I did the kids' books. But he was into it. So, you know, he gave me a lot of leeway with that. And then, you know, I would just do fittings and I would make certain items. And, you know, I would do the stuff that I was going to make, like the leather jackets and the coveralls, I told him about first. And then he was like, yeah, let's try it. So I would make it and do the fittings. And he'd look at the photos, and some he was super into, and some he was like, oh, I think we can do better. And it just kind of went like that. But he's a bad director. He's really trusting, which was really helpful.
Is it difficult to create a wardrobe when you have to be very practical with it?
No, I mean, most everything I've done is grounded in reality. So that's kind of it. That's what I've been doing, really, for the majority of my career. It was my first superhero movie, so that element was the part that I hadn't done before. But being practical and grounded in reality and edgy and that sort of stuff, that's stuff I've been doing for almost all the shows and movies that I've done before. So that came easy to me.
Saban's Power Rangers is available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. Check out more dysfunctional podcasts on audioboom.com/dysfunctional or by searching Dysfunctional on Apple Podcasts. Follow Dysfunctional on social media, Twitter and Instagram @Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, or Snapchat Dysfunctional.